Shalom Rabbi, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel. We have made it to the Mishnah that talks about the Lamed Tes Malachos. But first, a little housekeeping. We have been talking about Misasik, where a person is doing one action, intending to do one action, and he ends up doing something else. So Rava and Abaye had a machlokes by a certain case of Misasik, whether you are going to be Potter or when you're going to be Chayiv. If you are just kind of look at Ayin Beis and Beis at the top, if niskavin la'gbi'as ha'talash v'chotach ha'sav l'chubar, if you intended to pick up something that was not attached to the ground, like a knife, Rashi says, v'chotach ha'sav l'chubar, and accidentally you cut something with that knife that you were picking off the ground, you cut something that was attached to the ground. So that's usually the malacha of kotzer, and that's obviously asur midaraisa. So the Gemara says potter. That everybody agrees you are potter. Let's say you had niskavin lachtoch es atalosh. You had intention to cut something that was detached from the ground. Vechatach es machubar, and you cut something that was attached to the ground. So that's machogas Rava and Abaye. Rava says potter, and Abaye says chayv. Rava was trying to prove his point from a brisa that came a little bit later. The brisa said that Chomer Shar Mitzvos may be Shabbos, that other mitzvos are more machmer than Shabbos, because by Shar Mitzvos, if you're shogag below miskavein, if you do it b'shogeg without kavana, then you are chayev. But Shabbos, you are not. Masha ain't came b'Shabbos, that Shabbos you are not chayev. And Rava was trying to prove his point that this case of misasig is a case where shogag below miskavein, and therefore by Shabbos you are potter. So we're picking it up, second line in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We said, Shogag below Miskavin Bishar Mitzvos Hechidami. What is the case? And this is Rava's proof, trying to prove his point. What is the case of Shogag below Miskavin by other mitzvos? So it must be the Savor de Shuman Hu V'Achlo. It must be a case where you thought that you were eating Shuman. Shuman is mutter fats. And really, what you were eating was Chelev, which is Asr fats. And therefore, you are Chayev, since you ate Chelev. Even though that it is misasik. So the Gemara says, "Mashen kev Shabbos to Potter." What is the case where you are going to be Potter for a similar scenario by Shabbos? Then it's coming lachtoch as a talush v'chotach as a mechubar, that you had intention to cut something that was detached. You cut something that was attached. Excuse me. That's going to be Rava's shita that you are Potter. That's Rava's proof from that brisa. And I am base of a base. V'abaye, what would Abaye do with that brisa? How would he hold that, interpret that? So, shogag below miskavein hechidami. What's the case of shgaga without intention? The savar, meaning by shar mitzvos, the savar roku ubalo. That he thought what he was doing, that he was swallowing roke, he was swallowing spit. That's not a maisa achila. You thought that you were not doing a maisa achila at all. But lo and behold, you were swallowing chilev that had been turned to liquided, melted, or whatever. So that is going to be chayev, right? You thought you were doing something that was not mutter, that was not a maisa achila at all, something that's not chayev whatsoever, but in the end you were doing an action that was that is chayev, that does, you know, that's a maisa achila, so therefore you're going to be chayev. Masha inke b'Shabbos, which is not, but by Shabbos it's not true that you're going to be chayev, but the potter, you'll be potter, and that's a similar scenario. What's the parallel? Then he's coming like, again, you intended to pick up something that was unattached, v'chotach as a mechubar, and you took that unattached, let's say, knife, and you cut something that was attached to the ground. So potter, you're going to be potter in that case, because you didn't intend to do a maisa of katsira or whatever at all. You intended just to pick up something that was talish. But aval, and then again, that was the case that Rava and Abaye both agreed that you would be potter. That was the first case we read. Aval niskavin lachtoch as a talish for chodach as a machubar, but if you have an intention to cut something that was detached, and you cut something that was attached, so that's a bayishita, that you're going to be chayef. Okay, the Gemara is now going to list off two more cases where Rava and Abaye disagree in terms of misasek. And the Gemara will say, Tzricha, we need all three cases. It was said, Niskavin, Lizrok, Shtayim, Vizarek, Arva. Let's say you had intention to throw two. You have a bunch of balls, you're a clown, you're juggling. You intended to throw two, and you ended up throwing four. So, Rava, Amar, Potter, Abaye, Amar, Chayef. So, that's a Machokas again, Abaye and Rava. Rava, Amar, Potter, Dilemma's Kavin, sorry, not two balls, but two Amos. We know Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim, Hutzah, Dalet Amos Peshus Harabim, that's the shear is Dalet Amos. Let's say you intended to throw a ball two Amos, right? Not which would not be mechayev you. Achatas, that's less of the shear. You can don if you want, if that's considered half a malacha or considered nothing, but okay, that's already for lamdas. But lamaisa, your intention, again, niskav and lizrok shtayim mazarek arba, you intended to throw two amos, really you ended up throwing dalet amos. And that is obviously an iser. Rav amar potter, abay amar chayev. That's machlokas abay and rav. Rav amar potter, rav says, why? You potter dal miskav and lizrok shtayim arba. You didn't have kavana to throw. To throw a throw of four amos. Abaya machayev, Abaya says yuchayev, because kamachavein lizriga ba'amo. No, you didn't have intention to actually throw the ball, and when it went dalet amos instead of two amos, so then the yuchayev. Let's say the third case. Kasover Rishus HaYachav and Imtis Rishus HaRabim. You throw a ball into something that you think is Rishus HaYachid, but it ended up being Rishus HaRabim. So again, this is a case where you had kavana for the maisa. The whole maisa that you did was full kavana, right? The previous case was you had half kavana. You thought you were throwing two. You ended up throwing four. Here, the maisa you're doing, you have full kavana through the maisa. You just got the facts wrong. You thought it was Rosh Hashanah, and it ended up being Rosh Hashanah. So Rava Amar Potter, Rabbi Amar Chayim. Rava Amar Potter, the whole Lomachayim in the Zrika de Yisura. Rava says you're Potter because you didn't have intention to do a Zrika that is Asir. Rabbi Amar Chayim, the Hakamachayim in the Zrika Ba'alma. Then Rabbi says, no, you did exactly what you intended to do, and therefore you are Chayim. The Gemara says Tzricha. I need all three cases. Again, the case that we had on Amar Beis, Ayin Beis, Amar Beis, where you wanted to cut something that was Tolish and you cut something that was Mechubar. The second case where you wanted to throw something two Amos and you threw it four Amos. And finally, the case where you thought you were throwing it into Rishus HaYachid ended up being, you threw it into Rishus HaRabim. Why do we need all three cases? The Iyash Min and Kamaisa, if you would have told me just the cutting the Tolish and the Mechubar case, Ahuka Amar Rava, the Kalo Kamechavin Lechaticha the Isura. That's where Rava says your potter, because he didn't have intention to cut something and do a cutting of Isser. Avon the Skavin, Lizrok Shtayim, Zarek Arba, but if you had intention to throw two and you threw four, the Arba below Tarti, Lo Mizrikale. Well, you can't throw four without throwing two. So it must be that you had some sort of intention here. So Ema Mogdalei Le'Abaye. Maybe Rava would agree with Abaye. So therefore, we teach the second case to teach me that Rava does not agree with Abaye and that you're going to be potter. V'yashmin and Baha. And if you would have told me that you wanted to throw two and you end up throwing four, Baha Kama Rava. That's where Rava says you're potter. Da lo kamachavin lizrika da arba. Because you didn't have intention to do the maisa. You didn't have a full intention to do the complete maisa. You didn't have intention to throw it four amos. But when you threw it into Rosh Hashanah, it ended up being Rosh Hashanah, to come a lezrika de arba. Right? So that you have intention to do the entire dalet amos throwing. So it could be that Rava would agree with Abaye. So tzricha, therefore, you need to teach me that actually he still disagrees and he holds that you are a potter. Okay, Tanan with another Mishnah. Now we're going to try and figure out how Rava and Abaye Shita fit into this piece of Gemara, which we've seen before. A little different, but we've seen similar back and forth. Tanan with another Mishnah. We're going to learn it in a couple of minutes. The Mishnah at the bottom of our Amud. Avos Malachos Avayim Chasar Achas. There are 39 Avos Malachos. We understood by this Minyan Alamali. What do you need to count for me? You list off 39 items. You don't need to tell me there are 39. I can count them. Thank you very much. From Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shem Asa Mekulam Helam Echad." If you did all 39 malachos in one helam, so then Chayev will call Achas VeAchas. You are Chayev for each and every one. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Ala Abaye." I understand according to Abaye, the Amar Ki Agavna Chayev. Who says that in the case of Mis Asik you are Chayev? Mishkachos La. You can find the case. Diyada the Isur the Shabbos. Viyada La Isur Malachos. You can construct a scenario where he knew it was Shabbos, he knew that it was Aser, v'katabish urin, and you made a mistake by the shear of the amounts, right? You wanted to throw two, you really threw four. So you have a mistake by the shear, and therefore, that's a case of shogeg, where you're going to be chayev multiple korbanos. Right? You knew it was Aser, you knew it was Mutter. You knew it was Shabbos, you knew it was Aser. But you made a mistake in terms of the shear, right? Different malachas have different shearim. Usually we say b'kugro geres. We're going to see that in a minute in the Mishnah, that the minimum shear for a malacha, let's say for reaping, is for Grugaris, which is a dried fig. Yeah, okay, fine, good. Right, and again, as Rashi explains, that if a person was unaware of the minimum shear, right, so he was missing, he knew it was Shabbos, but he has a shkaga in terms of he has intention to do less than the minimum shear, but he actually did the minimum shear, so that would be a case of korban, korban would be chayav for each one, yichayav korban chavos. Aval Rava, now Elul Rava, but Rava, the Amar Potter, who says that you're Potter in a case where you wanted to, let's say, for example, throw two and you ended up throwing four. Heichim Mishkachas Lo, what would be the case where you're Chayav a Korban? You did all these malachas b'shogeg, so that's, as we said before, b'zadam Shabbos shigas malachas. The only possibility is when you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know it was Aser. So Hanichay Yisavar like Rabbi Yochanan, that only works if you're like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Kevin Sheshagad B'kares. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you don't know that you're chayav kares, afal pisha hezid belav, even if you, though you knew what you were doing, right, that you did, you had a, you were amazed by the actual iser, so mishkach is like you could find a case, the other lay the Shabbos belav, that you knew about Shabbos, right? What's the case with bezadam Shabbos? You knew that there's an iser of Shabbos, but you were missing information about the punishments, and therefore that's considered shogeg. Ela isav, like Rishim ben Lakish, if you hold like Rish Lakish, tamar achi yishukum belav kares. Vikaris, if you hold like Rabbi Reish Lakish, who says that you have to not know that the thing is usher for it to be considered shogeg, so the other lay the Shabbos b'mai. How? What do you mean zodom Shabbos? How do you know that it was Shabbos? If you don't know any of the malachos, how do you know that it was Shabbos? So Gemara says the other lay b'tchum in vali b'Rabbi Kiva, because the guy knows that it's usher to go outside the tchum, and according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that that is an din d'oraisa. So again, like we've answered before, that that's how he had a concept of Zadon Shabbos. Okay. Masnisa in the Hilga Mishnah says, Avos Malachos are Boyim Chasar Achas. The Avos Malachos are 39. There are 39 Avos Malachos. And the Mishnah now lists them off. Zoreya, that's planting. Choresh is plowing. Kotzer is reaping. Ma'amir is gathering, like gathering together like in a pile. Sorry, one second. Okay. Dush. Dush is what's, how do you translate dush? Is separating like the grain from the threshing. Thank you. Zoreh is winnowing. Borer is dividing, taking the bad from the good. Tochein is grinding. Merakit is sifting. Lush is kneading, K-N-E-A-D, and Ha'ofa is baking. That is the Sidur of the past. That's 11 malachos that are the Gemara is going to call Sidur of the past, the order of making bread. Now Rashi just here quickly points out that Ofa is really bishul, that Ofa is baking, and according to Rashi, lo hava b'mishkan, actually, afia, they didn't need to in the Mishkan, that is not the Av Malacha, that bishul is actually the Av Malacha, according to Rashi. Because that's what they would do. They would cook the samamanim, the dyes, D-Y-E, to make different colors for the Mishkan. This is where the machlokas between Rashi and Rav Haigon in terms of what part of the Mishkan they took the Avos Malachos from. Rashi holds it's Binyan HaMishkan, and Rav Haigon it's Avodas HaMishkan, that the service in the Mishkan is what we're taking the Lamentes Malachos for. So according to Rav Haigon, so Afia was found in the Mishkan because they had to bake the Lechem upon it. Right, so they did have Afia. Rashi says that, no, it's only Binyan of Mishkan where you take the Lamentes Malachos, so there was no Afia. There was no enough to bake to build the Mishkan. They cooked to get the dyes from the grains and to, you know, from the plants. It's okay, but fine, just a little har over there. But either way, the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Hagoz is etzatzemer, shearing, hamalabno, doing laundry, meaning laundering the wool. Menatzpo is to comb it with the brush and make it straighter. Vatovo, to make it colored, to dye it, D-Y-E. Vatoves, to spin, a mesach, and Vaose, shtei batinirin, is, I always forget, and I can't, for the life of me, even when I have the picture books, I cannot understand how they take string, or I guess wool, and make it into strands, and I guess you have a warp, and a woof, and a loom, and they've, all those malachos always drove me nuts, but those two, Mesach and Oseh Shtei Batinirin is involved in setting the wool on the loom. Va'orei Shtei Chutin is weaving two pieces of wool, two strands. Hapotzeh Shnei Chutin is the opposite, is removing those two strands. Hakosher is tying, Hamatir is untying. Tofer Shtei Tfiros, sewing two stitches. And tearing in order to sew two stitches. Now just the two ha'aras on the last one, you'll see that some of the malachos have a shear built into them in the Mishnah, like sewing two stitches. So that, the Rishonim have a whole discussion, and the Achronim, and everybody has a whole discussion of maybe you define a malacha according to the shear. If you do one, it's not considered a chatzi shear, it's not even considered a malacha at all. But okay, but the minimum shear is you have to stitch two stitches. And you see here, Korea Manas Litfor, that certain malachos like Korea and Soser tearing and destroying. So we learned before, and we'll see that Mekalkel, we'll talk about it today, that Mekalkel, a destructive act, is not a malacha, usually, 99 out of 100 times. So Mekalkel is usually a patur. Once in a while, let's say, without getting into examples. So if you do something that is inherently destructive, like tearing or breaking down, it has to be almanas litvor, in order to tie something, in order to stitch something. And you have to tear it, you have to, like, if you imagine a tailor, sometimes he pops open a hole in the pants just to give him a little bit more room there, a little wiggle room to flatten out the pieces of fabric. So that would be korei al manas litfor. You tear it in order so that you could sew it up. But just tearing by itself is destructive and not necessarily a malacha. Okay. Tzod tzvi, if you trap a deer. Hashochto, if you shecht a deer. Mafshito is to take the skin off. Molcho is to salt it. Ma'abit is oro is to tan it. Mamachko, mamachek is to smooth it out. Mechatcho is to cut it in specific denominations. Kosev shtei otios, here you have again the shear, writing two letters. Va'amochek almanas lichtov shtei otios, and to erase on condition in order to write two letters, that would also be amalacha. Habona, building, soser, demolishing, destroying, again, that's breaking something. Obviously it's inherently destructive, but that's already, there's a Tosas that talks about that, not here, I don't think. Mechabe is extinguishing, putting a fire out. Amavir is lighting something on fire. Amakev upadish is the final hammer blow, literally means to finish something off. That's tikkun mana, to finish some item and make it usable. And finally, hamotzi mirshus lirshus, doing hotzah from one rishus to the other. Hare elu ovos malachos arboim chasar achas. That's the 39 malachos Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara, let's dive right into it. The Gemara says again, the Gemara we've seen several times before, minyana lamali, what do you need to count? 39. Because if you do all of them, one helem and one shgaga, so you are chayev 39. So the Gemara says zoreya and choresh, that's planting and plowing. So the Gemara says michti. Mikrov karbi bereisha. Mikrov in Aramaic is to plow. So usually a person plows first and then he plants. Listni choresh v'hadar listni zoreya. So why does it start with zoreya? It should start with choresh. So Gemara says, Tana v'Eretz Yisrael Kar. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Zari Bereisha v'Hadar Karve. They plant first, and then they plow. Since the ground, Rashi says the ground is hard in Eretz Yisrael, so you need to, you need to plow it after you put the seeds down. Rashi says you have to plow it twice, no? Right, Kashi Yivenu Yochel Lechazos Belo Charisha Vashmina Da Nami Charisha, meaning the second Charisha, I think, if I'm not mistaken. The second Chareisha is, that's why it's listed after plowing. But certainly the first, after planting, but certainly the first Chareisha would also be a Malacha as well. Anyway, it's just, that's just on the order of Malachos. Tana would end in a Breisa. Hazorea v'azomer v'anotea v'amavrich v'amarkiv. Zorea is planting. Zomer is pruning. Notea is also planting, but that's for trees. Mavrich is planting, but it's for vines. And markiv is grafting. Kula malacha achasi. That's one. That's all subsumed under the malacha. Rashi says that they're under malacha of Zorea, of planting. Right, Notea is also enough malacha, right? It says that's just for the trees. One's for trees and one for seeds. Okay, so Gemara says, my kamash malan. So what are you coming to teach me? It's why do you need to tell me that's all one malacha? Right, again, if we didn't have Notea in the Mishnah, just to be clear, we had Zorea. So the Gemara says, so that's the kamash malan. Usa malachos harbe, mei malacha achas, eno chayev ela achas. Because if you do a lot of malachas that are similar, you only chayev one one chatas, and therefore all these are subsumed under Zorea. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Rechi, Amar Ravashi, Bar Ashi, Amar Rabbi Ami, Zomer Chayiv Mishum Notea. If we prune a vine, or I guess a tree, say Chayiv because of planting. That is, pruning is a toldah of planting. But Notea, Vamavich Vamarkiv, and if you plant, or you plant a vine, or you do some sort of graft, so then Chayiv Mishum Zorea, that is a chiyuv of Zorea, which is planting as well. So Gemara says, Mishum Zorea in, Mishum Notea lo. What are you telling me? You're going to be Chayiv for Zorea and not Notea? Meaning, what are you telling me that when you do that, you put the vine in the ground or you graft a branch, that's planting but not Notea? I guess, okay, so Zorea being planting, that's for seeds. And again, Notea is for trees. So the question is why are you not chayev for both? So the Gemara says ema mishaf mishum zorea. So you are also chayev for zorea that you're chayev for planting seeds as well. Okay. Amar Rav Kana says Zomer Vitzarech La'itzim. Let's say you do Zemira. Let's say you're going to prune a tree or a vine, and but you also want to keep the items that you are pruning. So Chayev Shtayim, Chayev Two, Echad Mishum Kotzer, one for reaping, Echad Mishum Notea, and one for planting. Amar Rav Yosef, said Had Man Dekotal As Pasta. If someone cuts off as pasta, we had that before. Also, that's animal feed. So chayev shtayim achas mishum kotzer achas mishum notea. Same thing, because you actually want the item that you're cutting. So you're chayev for katsira and you're also chayev for mitzia. Amar Abayi says ha'iman de kaniv silka. Any somebody who's cutting beets off of the plant, chayev shtayim again because you want the beets. So achas mishum kotzer achas mishum zorea. Those are you're going to again be chayev for those two malachas. What about Hachoresh? The Mishnah said plowing. That's the second malacha. Tana will learn the Rebbeisa Hachoresh Rachofer Vachoretz. Choresh is plowing. Chofer digging a hole. Choretz making a ditch. Kula malacha achasi. That's one malacha. They're all categorized under Hachoresh. Rav Shesha is Haisolo Gavshushes Venatva. Let's say you had a Gavshushes, Rashi says, is a, what's it called? Tel Katan, a little small little mountain. Not really. I tell like a small mound of dirt. Okay, and the Venatva, you took it away. So if Babayis, if you did it in the house, right, again, they used to have dirt floors. So if you smoothed out the floor in your house, so that's Chayav Mishum Bona, because you're building, making the house better. You're building the house. Basada, but if you did it in the field, Chayav Mishum Zorei, Choresh, you're still Chayav, but it's because of plowing. Because again, you're smoothing out the field, getting it ready for planting by loosening the earth, etc., etc. Amar Rava, Rava says, "I saw gumo utamama." Let's say the opposite. You had a hole and you filled it. So same thing. Babai says, "Chayv mishum bona and basada mishum choresh." Because again, the different malachos shaykh to different places, but still you're doing something constructive with the ground. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, a chofer guma b'Shabbos, if you dig a hole in the ground, ve'enu tzorech on Shabbos, ve'enu tzorech al la'afra, and you don't need the hole, but you need the dirt, potter ala, you are potter. Because you didn't want, the writer Rashi says, ve'en kam yishom binyan b'ayis de kilkulhu, because it's not considered binyan, because you're, again, what are you doing? You're digging a hole, it's kilkul, it's makalkel, it's destructive. Well, this ria nami luchas, it's not good for plowing, for planting. Only if you needed the hole, that would be a bonnet. So, filer Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar machlash en zuch lagufa chayev alea. But again, seems to be a clear cloth machlash en zuch lagufa. You're digging a hole, you don't need the hole, but you need the dirt, so that seems to be. So he says, no, honey mili mitakein. That's only when you're doing something that is constructive. But hi makakalhu, but here, this is makakal, this is destructive. You're digging a hole in the floor of your house. So that is not going to be something you're going to be chayav for. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, a little further, vakotzer is reaping. Tana, we learned in Abraisa, kotzer, vakotzer, vakoder, vakmosek, vakore. Kotzer is reaping. All these things are reaping, but it's just different items that you're doing it for too. Kotzer is grain. Botzer is grapes. Goder is dates. Mosek is olives, and Ora is figs. So kula melach achas. That's all the same melach. Amar Rav Papa Haiman the shud of piece of the dikla. If you throw a piece of dirt at a palm tree, the Azar Tamri, and you cut off some dates. So chayv shtayim, you have two malachos that you've just violated. Achas mishum tolish, one for tolish, which is tolda of kotzer, Rashi says. V'achas mishum mafarek, and one for mafarek, which is a tolda of dash, which is it's kind of detaching one thing from the next. V'ashi amar ein derech tchilish b'kach. V'ashi says, no, that's not how you do tolish. V'ein derech brika b'kach, that's also not how you do mafarek. Usually, you do it by hand, Rashi says. So that you, again, you're throwing dirt at a tree. It's highly unusual. That's not usually. That's not how it usually works, right? So that's not going to be the malacha of either mafarik or tolish. Okay, ma'amer, gathering, kind of putting into a pile. Amarava, Haiman, the kind of milcha, mimilchasa. We had this before as well. That but the way they used to make salt is that they used to get some ocean water or maybe dead sea water, and they used to put it into like a little area. They stop it up, and then the water would dry out, and they take the salt. So if you take some salt from that little ditch, so chayav mishum ma'amer, that's ma'amer. Amar, Abai says, no, in imor ela begidulei karka. No, imor, ma'amer, is only shaykh to things that grow from the ground. So that's not going to be malacha of ma'amer. And it's unclear whether Abaye says it's going to be usur or it's just not the malacha of ma'amer, but okay, fine, that's a discussion. Last one, v'adosh, that's threshing, that's taking the wheat kernel from the psolas. Tana will under brisa, hadosh v'manapet. Dosh is, again, doing this, taking the good stuff from the bad, and that's by grain. Menapet is by flax, and menafet is by cotton. Kula malacha achazi, that's all the same malacha, just by different items. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosei, we'll go vayter mitzvah Shem with 39 malacha Shabbos tomorrow.